Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. It is Monday. We made it. Like there was something to make through the weekend. I will say the weekend went by so fast. I'm like, what happened? It was two whole days gone in a blink of an eye, it seemed like. Just gone. Anyway, for you OG listeners, my coworker beat me to work this morning. I was admittedly running a little later than usual. And I know I haven't talked about that in such a long time, but I pulled up and he was sitting here. Damn it. I got to get better. I'm wearing a wig today, though, so I think that's what threw me off on my timing. I had to take some extra time to put on my wig. And I filled in, I was a guest on Brutally Honest podcast yesterday. It streamed live on Twitter and on Rumble, but he should have it up regularly recorded now on Rumble, so you can go watch or listen. He's on Spotify, Brutally Honest podcast. Go check it out. What else? We had the Grand Cam Saturday, and then yesterday, I wrote for the Victor Girls blog, was on the podcast, and then I watched, okay, you don't care about all this stuff. So today is the deadline for Donald Trump. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think he's going to make it? I mean, what are they? I don't understand what's going to happen. We're going to find out today. Is he going to make the, obviously, he's not going to make the money unless he just has something up his sleeve and he's waiting to the last second. I don't know. We'll see. Donald Trump to appear in NYC court for hush money case on same day, $454 million fraud bond comes due. So see, something is up there. This is from the New York Post and it is written by Kyle Schnitzer. Former President Donald Trump is set to appear in a Manhattan court Monday for a hearing in his delayed hush money case. What is hush money case? On the same, what is that for Stormy Daniels? What, I don't know what the hush money case is. On the same day, he faces a $454 million fraud bond deadline. Trump, 77, why do they have to put their age in there like that? That's so weird. Will make his third appearance in Manhattan Supreme Court after Justice Juan Manuel Merchan delayed the estimated six-week-long criminal trial. The judge ruled to postpone the trial until at least April 15th after Trump's attorneys said they needed more time to dive into thousands of pages of newly disclosed evidence that were dumped on them by prosecutors relating to Manhattan U.S. Attorney Damian Williams' case against Trump ex-fixer Michael Cohen. What? Is this like something new that I haven't heard about yet? Cohen, who squared off with Trump as a witness in his civil case last year, is expected to be a star witness at his criminal trial. Manhattan prosecutors said in court papers last week that they didn't expect any additional delay to the trial after revealing fewer than 270 documents turned over were relevant to Trump's case. Trump pleaded not guilty last year to 34 felony accounts in his Manhattan criminal case after allegedly covering up $310,000 in hush money payments made before the 2016 election. Who is he paying hush money to? Oh, Stormy Daniels. The alleged payments were made in an attempt to stop porn star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal from going public to disclose their secret trysts with Trump. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against Trump is the first of four criminal cases to head to trial and the first ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Wow. I will put this out on my X-File. I haven't done it yet, but I will put it out there. You can go read the rest. It seems like it's not that much longer. But, yeah, what do you think about that? Okay, I'll just go ahead and read the rest. There's only a couple more paragraphs. Meanwhile, the Republican presidential candidate also has to secure the $454 million bond amount before Monday's deadline in the New York civil fraud case brought by State Attorney General Letitia James in 2022. Trump recently begged supporters to help him foot the bill after his lawyer said that 30 surety companies had rejected him for a bond that would cover the massive fraud judgment. Interesting. Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron ordered the judgment after a three-month bench trial against the real estate mogul in February, in which prosecutors from James's office argued that Trump exaggerated his net worth by billions a year on financial statements to grab better loans and insurance. If Trump isn't able to cough up the bond by Monday's deadline, James can seize some of his prized Big Apple assets, including Trump Tower, a move James has said she's willing to do. All right, so we have criminal cases now in hush money, and now we've got this civil thing that he's owing money to. I mean, if this isn't election interference, I don't know what is. This whole bullshit with Letitia James is exactly that bullshit. That should not even have gone to trial. This was a transaction between Trump and a bank, and they've done it before. You know, that little weasel, Letitia James, found some kind of loophole that she could get in there and do something. And her little partner there, the judge, just went right along with it. And we all know it's bullshit, but there's nothing we can do about it except sit back and watch this whole thing crumble around Trump. And we're in trouble. I'm afraid that we are in trouble. He's our candidate now. I pray and hope to God that he wins. But, you know, reading all this crap, it kind of scares me a little bit. I'll admit it. Oh, people are not going to want, regular everyday people who are not tuned in like we are not going to want to vote for Trump because of this. Because they're going to read snippets of headlines, and that's all they're going to read. They're not going to investigate or look into it themselves, because they get their news from NBC, ABC, and CBS, CNN, MSNBC. So, whatever. I don't know. Just buckle up. Buckle up. Buy guns and ammo. That's all I have to say. Okay, let's see. What else do we have going on? Let's see. I don't know. I have not prepared at all today. I have not prepared at all. Let's see. Oh, you know about why the Moscow terror attacks could be a Putin false flag operation. I don't know what that means. That's just a headline I'm reading. I'm not even going to get into it. I guess it could be like, well, you know, this, you did this to it to us, so we're going to do something to you now. I don't know. But man, did you see that they caught some of them? Some of the terrorists and what they did to them? Woo-wee. Woo. Not good. You'll see it on Twitter. Ooh, it doesn't look good. All right. You know, I'm just rambling on and on. I'm just going to cut this real short. We're going to go to the question of the day and then call it a day. Well, call it an episode. All right. Here's my question of the day. And I guess it's not really a simple one. What do you think is going to happen to Trump? Do you think he's going to make the payment today? Do you think he's going to make it? And then two, what do you think is going to happen with these criminal cases against him? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? Do you think he's going to go down? Is Letitia and Fanny going to take him down? What is going to happen? I want to know what you think about all of this. That's the question of the day. I know it's a tough one. Okay, here's another one. Here's another one if you don't want to answer that one. Peanut butter and jelly. Do you like peanut butter and jelly? Or do you like peanut butter and banana? What kind of sandwich do you like with peanut butter? Okay, I gotta go. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? What's that?
We're not a democracy!